Thank you for joining us. We hope this message will be a blessing to you as you experience the love of God, grow in community, and discover and live out God's purpose for your life. Now, let's get into the message with Pastor Will.
So last week, we looked a little bit at spiritual blessings. That was in Ephesians chapter 1. During Bible study last week, we delved a little deeper into that. And so each Monday at 7 p.m. on Zoom, and a Zoom link is on our church website, you can join us for Bible study. I like to really encourage people to join Bible study because on Sundays, there's no way that we can get through everything that we need to. So literally, during Bible study, it's really diving deeper into it, and whatever was not covered on Sunday is covered a little bit more. Plus, you get a chance to kind of, you can take notes in here and encourage you to do so as well. If you come here and you take notes, take pictures of the screens if you want. But Bible study is just a different context where you can really sit down and listen to the teaching. So today we'll be looking at Ephesians chapter 2, and then the last two Sundays of October, we'll be looking at Ephesians 6, kind of sort of dealing with this area of the full armor of God. So this is spiritual, spiritual places. So let's go ahead and dive into this. This is spiritual. So we'll be looking at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 through 10. This is in the New Living Translation. So this is, just want to kind of give you a kind of quick little introduction. If you are here today and you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, today is a good day to do that. Very good day to do so. If you are here today and you have given your life to Jesus Christ, but, you kind of live in your life like, type of thing, today is a good day to press in a little bit deeper. If you're here today and you're living your life in Jesus Christ and you feel like you are like, I'm like, woohoo, today is a good day to celebrate that, but keep moving. Don't settle. Amen? And so I believe today's message I believe the Word of God can locate us wherever we are in our life. I believe that. I believe that as I'm sharing the Word, that God is able to take what is being shared and we all can receive something different from it. Same scripture, same word, right? Same Holy Spirit that's within us if we gave our life to Christ. But the word of God is able to meet us right where we are. And so I would ask that as we're listening to this word, reading the word that's on the screen, open up your heart because God wants to say something to you today. Amen? And so verse 1 says this, Ephesians 2, verse 1 in the New Living Translation. Paul is speaking directly to the people of Ephesus, the church of Ephesus. He says, once you were dead because of your disobedience and your many sins. So this is like, y'all see how this is starting off already, right? It's like, wow, really? Tell me how you really feel, Paul. But we're believing that he is speaking this by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, right? So this is coming from God. So this is not man's opinion. So the word of God, the scripture, the word of God is not man's opinion. This is God breathed or inspired by God. So as we're hearing the word of God, because I know a lot of times we want to kind of like, I like this part of the word, but I don't like this part. I challenge all of us today, receive the fullness of God's word. Amen? Like, go on. If you're one of those people that's kind of like, yeah, I don't know if that's really true or not, just open up your heart today and see where God meets you. And so Paul directly, he meets them right where this is. And this is very direct and straightforward. He says that there was a time before we gave our life to Jesus Christ that we were spiritually dead. Man. And because of our disobedience, we were walking in many sins. So because we were spiritually dead, which means that we were disconnected from God. Right. So a lot of people there, I don't know if a lot of folks believe this or not, but this is true, is that when we were born, when every person was born into this earth, we were born what? Into sin. And so that means that spiritually, we were born spiritually dead. And so let's just go back for a moment. So in the garden, right, the day that you eat of this fruit from this tree, you shall surely what? die. But when they ate of the fruit, did they die physically? They did not. So it was a spiritual death. And the result of that was God said, you now got to get out of the Garden of Eden. So now every person that was born after the sin, the fall of Adam and Eve, each and every person to include us was born into sin, which means that we were born spiritually dead, which means that we were spiritually separated from God. Are y'all with me? So because of that, so once you were, once meaning that before I gave my life to Christ, that was the once. Once you were dead, spiritually dead because of your disobedience and your many sins. So let's break this down just a little bit more. Go on to the gospel where Jesus is speaking to Nicodemus. So Nicodemus comes and he's talking to Jesus. He actually comes and asks Jesus some questions at nighttime, right? Like, I got some questions. I don't want them to see me coming to you, so I'm going to come ask you some questions at night. So Jesus is interacting with this man, Nicodemus, and he says, I tell you the truth. This is Jesus speaking. Unless you are born again, you cannot see or you can't be acquainted with, I added that in there, you can't be acquainted with the kingdom of God. So if we were born spiritually dead, then when we give our life to Christ, we are born what? Again, right? So the first birth that we have is when we're born physically. But when we were born physically, we were spiritually dead. When we yield our life to God by believing in his son, Jesus Christ, we are born again. And it says, unless we are born again, we cannot experience or even know or even see the kingdom of God. So Nicodemus responds and he says, what do you mean? Exclaimed Nicodemus. How can an old man go back into his mother's womb and be born again? Sounds like a good statement to me, right? Jesus replied, I assure you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. In other words, I cannot be a part of God's kingdom unless I receive his son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit washes me of my sins spiritually. And so here's the question a lot of times is, God, if I've given my life to you and your spirit, your Holy Spirit that comes in my life has washed me of my sins, why do I keep wanting to do the stuff that I'm not supposed to be doing? And if you've been with us for a while, we talked about this battle that spiritually I am born again. But my mind and the way I feel and my passions and this body that I live in just don't want to do right. And so this is one of the reasons why we come together and we read the word of God and we worship God and we pray, because though I give my life to Christ, I am born again spiritually. I'm reconnected with God when I give my life to Christ. I am back connected with my Father. I'm part of God's kingdom. I'm part of God's family. But my body and my mind and everything over here is wondering, what did we just do? And how long we got to do this for? Because when I was first born, I was born spiritually dead, and I was enjoying all of this. Now, some people will say, well, Pastor Will, even though I was born in sin, I ain't do nothing wrong. I'm a good person and I've done good things. Why do I need to receive Jesus Christ? I'm a good person. There is none good but God. We in and of ourselves are not good enough. We can work and we can give and we can pray, but unless we receive his son Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, we are never good enough to be reconnected with God. And that is the reason why God gave his son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins. We was thinking about this the other day. I was having a conversation with some folks. And as they were talking, I just thought that we were talking about the wrath of God. And I imagined that the judgment or the wrath of God that was coming towards people, men and women, because their sin nature, Jesus comes and steps in the way and receives the wrath of God on our behalf. the judgment that was on our way, the punishment that was coming towards us came upon him, and by his many stripes, we are healed. We are restored and brought back in relationship with him. So when someone says, I don't know if I really need to receive Jesus Christ, you go on and try it. Because the wrath of God, the judgment of God, is coming towards those who are sinners, which means you're separated from God. But Jesus literally died on a cross. If you can see that imagery, that the judgment of God is coming towards human nature, coming towards the earth, but God says, nope, I'm going to give my only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. I am going to take everything that's supposed to come upon them, I'm going to put it on my Son. Man. And no wonder when Jesus was dying on the cross, they couldn't even understand or know what he looked like. It just wasn't because of the beating that he was receiving. The sin of the world came upon Jesus. You think about whatever the little sins, the big sins, whatever that does to a person. Have you ever seen someone that you knew that they just was living their life very wild and their disposition began to look different? All of that was coming upon Jesus. Wow. He says, all you got to do is receive my Son as your Lord and Savior, and none of what is supposed to come upon us as sinners will come, because my Son has taken the wrath of God upon himself. Whew. And no wonder Jesus says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Amen? This is heavy, because sometimes we get on the other side of this relationship with God, and it's kind of like, man, I'm so glad that I crossed over. But we don't realize what it took for us to be in right standing with God. The gruesome death of Jesus Christ. Amen? And so sometimes around Easter is when we get into that mindset, but I believe God is reminding us of this now. It says in verse 6, Jesus is still speaking to Nicodemus. He says, humans can reproduce only human life, but the Holy Spirit is what gives birth to spiritual life. And so now we go back to Ephesians 2:2. So I like to say this part right here. This is for all of us that says that, you know, before I gave my life to Christ, I lived a pretty good life. I ain't do nothing bad to anybody. It's not about that. Let's look at the scripture. Verse 2 says, you used to live in sin. You're talking about who you talking to? This is before our life in Christ. It says, just like the rest of the world, I wasn't acting like them. Obeying the devil. Oh, you really talking crazy now. The word is the word. So here it is. Listen to this. Before we gave our life to Jesus Christ, we were obeying the devil. Who are you talking to? Right? I can imagine some people are saying, no, I wasn't. Who was our father before God became our father? Who were we following before we were following Jesus Christ? So when we understand that, and here's the other part. Where was the devil leading us?
To hell.
Yes. Not to a wonderful, you know, place of paradise or anything like that. Hey, just follow me. The scripture says this in John 10:10. The thief comes only. Come on, do y'all know this? But to steal. So the enemy is coming to steal, kill, and destroy. He's saying, I am trying to wipe you out. I want to stop you from getting to the point where you believe in Jesus. And so that's the reason why sometimes some of us, when we were younger, we went through so much stuff to mess us up and never trust anyone else, not even God. And the enemy is saying, if I can just stop them, and I'm going to cause so much chaos that they can't get their mind together to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. trying to stop you from getting to that point. So then we say, I yield my life to God. Does the devil stop? No. Why? Because now you belong to God. And now your life is going to be a witness so somebody else can give their life to Christ. So the enemy says, nope, okay, they good now, but I don't want no one else following the way of Christ. So the battle doesn't stop when we give our life to Christ. You know who you are now, and if you're a Christian, you know where you're going when this life is over with. But now you are a kingdom citizen under the direction of someone else who is God, and the enemy is like, okay, I lost them, but I ain't losing nobody else. Their kids will not give their life to Christ. Their co-workers will not give their life to Christ because I'm going to keep them so distracted and confused that they cannot be a witness for me. So you're still in a fight and a battle because it is kingdom against kingdom. And now you represent the kingdom of God. You're on the other side. And the enemy is like, you used to belong to me. And sometimes this scripture is a hard pill to swallow because a lot of us will say that I really didn't do a lot of bad stuff growing up. But just because we didn't do a lot of bad stuff don't mean we were not headed to hell. See, it's not about good or bad. I did all this great stuff. It's about Jesus. And my relationship with Jesus produces good. And that's what we're talking to the kids about. But it's not I'm trying to produce good to show God that I'm a good citizen. Let me in. Let me in. No, he won't. Because he'll say, the way to get to me was my son, and you rejected my son, so now depart from me. Amen? This is a message so y'all can preach it to your family this week. It says, you used to live in sin just like the rest of the world, obeying the devil. The devil was what? The commander of the powers in this unseen world. He is the spirit at work in those who refuse to obey God. Good God Almighty. So how do I know the devil is at work in my life? When I am not obeying God, he is ruling in my life. So can this be true for a believer? Can I ask this question? What is God saying to you to do? You no longer, if you're in Christ, belong to the devil. But the devil is almost like that friend or that person you used to date that every once in a while will call you or send you a text or message you to see if there's still something there. And so sometimes the enemy will come back and kind of, you know, put something in front of us and see, I wonder if I can still entice you. And when we yield to that, we are obeying the devil, which means that we're not obeying God. So can I ask this question again? Think about this. What is God saying to you to do? And if the answer to that within your heart is, I really don't know, then let that be your meditation this week. Let that be your prayer. God, I believe in you, but I need your direction. What do you want me to do with my life? I belong to you, God. What do you want me to do with my life, God? Because I'm done with obeying the devil. Amen. So the next time the enemy sends you, what's it called, a DM or whatever, leave him on red. In fact, block him. You know what I'm, and being serious about this, because if we leave just a little door open, he's going, I think you want me, anybody home? Yeah. Anybody home? And we may say, like, no, but the fact that we left the door open shows that you can come on in. And please, and if somebody is saying this within their heart, I'm strong enough to fight that. Can I say this? please do not play around with stuff that you used to be tempted with, thinking that because you got a little stripes on you, I'm a little stronger and I beat some other things. Don't play around with things that you used to be tempted with. Amen? I just wanted to kind of share that for a moment. Let's keep going. Verse 3 says this. It says, all of us, look, all of us. See, it's saying it's not just the person that used to big do. You know, in the church, we have big sins and small sins. No such thing. But people, big sins, like that person, did you hear what they did? What'd you do? And even though we don't know what you did you do it in your heart? So the scripture is saying, before our life in Christ, all of us used to live that way. What way? Obeying the devil? All of us. I wish I could say this in like a southern type of way. All of us. Is there a way, like anybody from down south, how would you say it? All y'all? And I don't want to say all y'all because it's like, yeah, I'm talking about me too. All of us. All y'all include me. How about that? All of us, following the passionate desires and inclinations of our sinful nature. Listen to this. By our very nature, we were subject to God's anger. Going back to the wrath, just like everyone else. But here is the part where you can get excited if you want to. But God is so rich in mercy, loving kindness, and he loved us so much. Wow. So that means that before I even knew God, even knew that I needed God, God loved me so much. Wow. Man. So this is the part where imagery-wise, I know for my personal life, I feel as if, and this is just me in my mind, feel as if God reached down and his love brought me back because I was drifting deep in sin, right? Not even realizing that I needed a Savior, but because of his intense love for me, he would not stop going after me. Whew. Wow. And if you're here today and you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, and if somebody says, well, I need a sign that God loves me, but God's so rich in his mercy and he loved us so much, letting you know that God loves you. If you're here today and you've given your life to Christ, but you're kind of like, I don't know. Telling you, God, so rich in his mercy, he loves you so much, more than we can even fathom. Let that digest. And it's not me loving him first. I love him because I experience his love. I crack up when I see athletes or whoever it is, and y'all know the signs they do. All that, some of them are real, But what I'm saying is that our society has gotten in a place where the word or the name God rolls off our lips so easily, but we don't have a relationship with him through Jesus Christ. So when someone tells you, I love God, ask them, wow, praise God that you love God. Do you love his son Jesus? Well, I don't know. That is the difference between believers of Christ and other religions. Do you believe that your way to God is through Jesus? Well, I believe there is no other way. And God loves us so much. So now we are on the other side. So verses 1-3 was talking about us before we gave our life to Jesus Christ. And then this is the middle area right here. We're saying God loves us so much. And then we shift to the next part of the scripture. Verse 5 says that even though we were dead because of our sins, God gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. Listen to this. It is only by God's grace that you or we have been saved. It is not through our works. For he raised us up from the dead along with Christ and seated us with him in heavenly realms because we are united with Christ Jesus. Now, I want to speak to those that have already given their life to Christ, but you realize that you are not living the life that God wants you to live. And this scripture is letting us know that spiritually, God has raised us from spiritual death along with Christ, who was raised from the dead, and he has seated us with him in heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. And I'm kind of stepping up on the stage here, and I demonstrated this before one time, that a lot of times we're living our life too low. And today, I believe God is saying to some people, I need you to come up to where you're supposed to be seating. Why are you sitting down here? Why are you dealing with things that God has already given you the victory over? And today, God is saying to some people that when you gave your life to Jesus Christ, the same way that Jesus was raised from the dead by the power of God's love, when you gave your life to Christ, he raised you up as well. And now you are seated in heavenly realms, united with Christ Jesus. That is where you are spiritually. But sometimes we allow our mind to tell us that we operating down here. And when we talk about this as spiritual, sometimes we are losing battles because we're supposed to be operating from up here, but we are fighting battles down here. And I cannot see the enemy from down here. So God is saying to someone, come on up a little higher. You're living too low. This is where you're seated, united in Christ Jesus. So every time the enemy tells you that you're not worth it, tell him, I am. I'm seated higher. Every time he tells you, you will never win, I'm already won because I'm seated higher. Tells you, I don't think people really like you. Don't matter. I'm seated higher, up here with Christ. You'll never get ahead. I'm already ahead because I'm seated in Christ. And so when those arguments come against our mind that's trying to keep us low, be reminded of this scripture that when you gave your life to Christ, literally, you were raised up and seated in heavenly realms, united in Christ Jesus. So what does that mean? That I actually have support from God that some of us are not tapping into. Some of us are praying prayers, Lord, just help me make it through this day. And God is saying, anything else? Father, I pray based upon where I'm seated that if there is any wickedness that's ahead of me, I pray that by your power, it be removed in Jesus' name. God, I hope that this works out for me. God, I thank you because I am your child, that if it's your will for this to work out for me, I receive it in Jesus' name. God, I hope I make it to heaven. I thank you that I'm already seated in heavenly realms united with Christ Jesus. So sometimes the Bible talks about our lowliness of mind. So God is saying this to some people here today. Raise up your level of thinking to where you are already seated. Amen? So God is challenging us. Whenever we start having a lowliness of mind, well, I hope, maybe, like, I think I got a relationship with God. I think, like, Tuesdays are good, but Wednesdays, I don't know if I'm saved or not. This don't change. Where I'm seated at, if I gave my life to Christ, this don't change. This and this body, but where I'm seated, don't change. And so if you're having that battle in your mind, I don't know. I think God is asking you today, settle it in your mind that you are united to Christ Jesus if you gave your life to Christ. And you know what? For some people, if you're experiencing 10 battles, that will scratch off about 5 of them out of your life. Because some of us are fighting things. We're fighting battles that's not on our level. They're too low. So God is saying, come on up a little higher. Amen? Come on up a little higher in our faith with God. I want to walk through these last few scriptures so I can get to 2:10. The reason why God is doing all of this in our life is so that God can point to, I want you, like, as if God is talking to you. God wants to point to us in all future ages, generations, right? So we weren't born during this time. So this is speaking to us as examples of the incredible wealth of his grace and kindness towards us, as shown in all he has done for us who are united in Christ Jesus. I'll put it this way. God wants to brag about you. He wants your life to be an example to someone else. So if the person right now is saying, well, my life is not that bad. Why I gotta be up here taking authority over different things and all that? Because God wants to point to you so that somebody else can see your life in Jesus Christ. So it's not about us. It's about God's mission. God saved us. I'm going to use this phrase. God saved us by his grace when we believe. And we can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things that we have done, so none of us can boast about it. And here it is. One of our favorite scriptures here. For we are God's masterpiece. Wow. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do good things that he planned for us a long time ago. And so God had a plan for our life. If you can see this, before I was born, God had a plan. God loved me before the world was formed. I was born into sin, separated from God. I gave my life to Christ, reunited with God. And God says, now what I had planned for you before you were even born, let's continue it. And so that is the reason why the enemy will say, I don't want you to even be born. Okay, I didn't get you when you were born. When you're growing up, I want to create all havoc in your life. Okay, you gave your life to Christ. All right, okay, whatever. Now I don't want to stop you from doing the good things that God predestined. So God has a plan for every person in here, but it started before I was even born. Why was I born into the family I was born into? I don't know, but God had a plan for you before you even entered into that family. His plan for you does not stop because of what you are experiencing, because he had this in mind before you were even born. And his thing was, I got to get them to my son Jesus, because they won't be able to continue the plan without him. Okay, now they belong to me. Let's finish this plan. Let's walk it out. So the journey is not over. And for many in here, you're just now coming into this new life. And heaven, where you're seated, is saying, yeah!
Woo, 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 woo. Let's go. In heaven to say, we got all these resources for you. We got your back. And some of us are like, man, but I don't know if I really want to do it. And heaven is saying, we believe in you. You got this.
So let me be your cheerleader representative from heaven today.
You got this. You can do this. I know it's hard, but God is with you. Christ is with you. Heaven's got your back. You are anointed. You are called. God is for you.
So if nobody is encouraging you, whatever it is that you're sensing in your heart to do, I am your encourager today on an assignment from heaven telling you that you are loved. God's got you. Come on, you can do this. I know this hard, but you got it. And you're not by yourself.
Thank you once again for listening to Pastor Will's message. We hope that it has been a blessing to you today. Our goal is to help you experience God's love, grow in His love, and live out His purpose for your life. We invite you to join us live each Sunday at 11 a.m. to hear Pastor Will's message. For more information, encouraging messages, and events, please visit us online at purposechurchde.org.